Ladies and gentlemen of the class of 1999, do drugs. If I could offer you only one tip for the future, that would be it. Rock star after rock star has proven that drugs are an integral part of a true rock and roll lifestyle. This is the only thing I can tell you with any certainty at all. As for the rest of my advice, like Baz Luhrmann's, it's no more reliable than my own meandering thoughts. I will dispense that advice to you now. Get as much pussy as you can while you're young. The older you get, the weirder you feel about bagging high school chicks. Worry about and fear the future. The odds are that you will be a miserable failure as an adult, so cash in your chips early and live very dangerously in the now. Do one thing that scares the shit out of you each day, like walking through a PTA meeting with an I am a child molester sign around your neck. Or, if that's too tame for you, announce Medicare cuts at an AARP meeting. Be ruthless with other people's hearts. If you don't fuck them over first, you're just asking to get your ass kicked. But, if someone is busting your heart, throw yourself at their mercy. There must be some good reason for dumping you. You probably really suck, and frankly, no one else will ever want you either. Do not floss. Jealousy is one of our most productive emotions. More gets accomplished in the name of jealousy than anything else. Trust your jealousy. It's your friend. When you feel jealous, it's probably because you're losing badly at something that your best friend is way better at than you are. Forget compliments. They make you soft and are almost always disingenuous. Remember insults. They are the only true clues to how you are perceived by others. Throw away your old love letters. The last thing you need is for your new squeeze to find them and give you shit for it. Obsess over your bank statements. They are the true measure of a person. Never, ever go for counseling. It's a sham. If you can't solve your own problems, then do not breathe. I repeat, do not breathe. You are weak and will be an unfit parent. In a sense, you have been naturally selected to not breathe. Maybe you'll get married. Maybe you won't. Maybe you'll have children. Maybe you won't. Maybe you'll be divorced by the time you're 40. And maybe you'll shtup a chicken at your 75th wedding anniversary. Congratulate yourself endlessly, because everyone else is too wrapped up in themselves to ever do a proper job of it. Berate yourself constantly. It's called self-improvement. Be ashamed of your body. You're probably overweight. If you are, definitely do not dance anywhere, ever. Never read or ask for directions. If you can't figure things out for yourself, you are below average intelligence. And once again, you have no business breeding. Read beauty magazines. Get a good look at the beautiful people. Then take a good hard look in the mirror. If you do not rate and are not a genius, then once again, spare us and do not breathe. Siblings stick to you like flies on shit if you make a lot of money. There are ways to lose them. Friends are important, especially if you have something to gain from them. If not, show them the door. Live in New York City. It's where all the it people live. Once you're disgustingly rich, move to Northern California and swap spouses with all your beautiful friends. Travel wherever you can. It's a big burgeoning world, and there are countless resources, human and otherwise, that are ready and willing for exploitation. If you have children, never let them do what they want. They're stupid kids, for God's sake. They don't know their ass from their elbow. Always expect money from everyone you meet. And if they have no money, what the hell are you doing wasting your time talking to them? Don't take advice from anyone who spews feel-good crap. They are anesthetizing you, so you'll drift through life ineffectually, creating less competition for them. Life is hard, mean, and ugly. Don't be a sucker. Play to win, and definitely, do drugs.